My letter, written a few days ago. Grief, loss. Yes. Funny, you and Costa are exploring it together as I experience it. This horrible year, the horrible cancer, the rejection of the wife of 30 years. The loss of my child, my house, everything. And maybe my illusion of what might be. And now the loss of you. Perhaps. Today I saw a window blowing open in the wind. But yes, maybe you mean it. But grief. I was so sorry I couldn't have come here earlier when you were ready to receive me, being together in the last of summer, organising the house before you had to focus on work and the new year. But I'm afraid grief was just too heavy, and now I come thinking as much as possible everything could be in place, because I do know what you want. You want someone dependable, there, helping. You want someone with money, independent, positive energy. You want someone to love you entirely, trust you, be with you, talk to you, as I do. I want that intimacy, the intimacy where the heart and mind is balanced, and what I found with you. You, I had a real connection with, have a connection with still, despite you fighting it now. Because it is not an illusion, it is true. I know it to be so. But yes, life. It has to fit in with your life. And you're tired of too much so. And now, lost creatively in your olicism, no emotion with Costa, this new creative journey. And who knows, you may have fallen a little bit of love with him. Who knows, you might have loved him because your father said no. And maybe this is a letting go, finally. Father, mother, we have to let go of everything in the end to become free who I am. What's the point of art, of life, of love, if it isn't that? And me coming just laden still with grief. Kubler-Ross, some psychologist, said there's 5 stages. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression and acceptance. Well, they do not always go in such a clear and satisfactory way. And it's all mixed up. And maybe I'm going through it now. Because I so much want to see you, so much want to be with you before I go, to have that hope of love together, to have that shared intimacy. But I am in depression, heavy, old. And although seeing you and the children gave me the first light I have known for so long, I've had to go into the sadness, into the disappointment, the great grief perhaps, when the sadness of all one's life comes. And maybe it is part of a letting go of life. I mean, letting go of ideas, the illusions you talk of, the failed relationships with work, with people, with self, with God. Because when the ship of grief sets out to sail, all the griefs come and load up with it, the griefs of light, art, family, karma. And no wonder we try to avoid it as much we can in fantasy. You think it didn't feel right being with you, and the children to stay with you. The heaviness, my heaviness. The children sensed it, particularly Avro, coming to lie with me, but only briefish, as she knew I was an old dog who needed to be left alone. Indeed, in the house that night, I ended up sleeping under the table in the kitchen like a dog, staring out at the light shining through the dark trees like Astroff, wondering some forgotten monologue, wondering if, like him, I no longer had a light shining inside me. The light of your star, which I knew you were bringing away, taking away from me. I'd known for weeks since your text messages changed. I wonder, were you just tired of doing the same thing of calling? Or had you fallen in love with Costa? Or had you just moved on and it had dropped away like the leaves? I should know, really, if this is a fantasy, which for me it is not. For me, I hold it in my heart and know a few days in the house and I could have lived there forever. I still want you to, after this grief has passed, after maybe I've written it out, gone somewhere to fully engage with it, and maybe as the light turns at Christmas, it will come out. And I can be with someone else fully. I don't know. I'm not reading from this letter anymore. I can't be asked. Maybe that's it. We just get fed up of trying to make the love happen. Yeah. Maybe it's the universe. It is the universe. Of course it's the universe. Everything's the universe. You and Costa. The mind fuck. Giving you the capability to finally say no. And to get that balance in yourself that we all crave for. But be careful. Don't lose your heart. I know you, Elena. I know all of you inside and out. I know what you want. And you know me. That was our gift. I was hoping we'd have some time together. Some time where we could be fully together. So let me know. Just tell me absolutely clearly no. Tell me why. And then I'll go.